Greetings, friends and neighbors. It's Pastor Bob, and this is your daily devotion for Monday, November 8th. It's episode number 19 of our Book of Job series. Today we'll be reading from chapter 20. We're going to hear Zophar respond back to Job now, all right? Just so you get that. But let's talk a little bit about Saturday's devotion, about Job's answer to Bildad. And it's clear that Job is making the mistake of knowing they are wrong, but not accepting that their wrong does not make him right. You got that? Knowing they're wrong doesn't mean he's right. He certainly doesn't have the right attitude. He appears to have an interesting conception of God that may not be right. Although he does, like many of us, get the glimpses where he speaks divinely, right? But the fact is, the more that the friends talk, the more they become enemies of Job, more alienated from Job, right? Probably, he should not have even responded. He'd be better off, but that's not quite how human nature acts. We must defend ourselves, and now he's got himself into this mix along with everything else. Now, J. Vernon McGee has a little story to tell about friends and how they can quote-unquote support you and how to respond to them, you know, especially when they're bringing bullets, I think he says. Listen, just a second. It's a short story. Here I go. He says, "I thank God for giving me the gift of preaching and teaching, but I will be very frank with you and say that it is a dangerous gift to have because it puts you up where you can be shot at and where you can be criticized. People have asked me from time to time, why don't you defend yourself? Why don't you write a little book to defend yourself? The answer? I don't need to. As someone has said before, your friends know you don't need an explanation, and your enemies wouldn't believe you anyway." And that's kind of where we are as we come to chapter 20, right? And let's give Job some credit. In spite of all the many avalanches of accusations, Job has kept the faith. He believes his Redeemer is coming, and he is among the redeemed. And with that, we pick up Zophar's response. Chapter 20 of the Book of Job. Then Zophar, the Naamathite, replied, "My troubled thoughts prompt me to answer, because I am greatly disturbed. I hear a rebuke that dishonors me, and my understanding inspires me to reply. Surely you know how it has been from old, ever since mankind was placed on the earth, that the mirth of the wicked is brief. The joy of the godless lasts but a moment. Though the pride of the godless person reaches to the heavens and his head touches the clouds, he will perish forever like his own dung. Those who have seen him will say, 'Where is he?' Like a dream, he flies away, no more to be found, banished like a vision of the night. The eye that saw him will not see him again. His place will look on him no more. His children must make amends to the poor. His own hands must give back his wealth. The youthful vigor that fills his bones will lie with him in the dust. Though evil is sweet in his mouth, and he hides it under his tongue, though he cannot bear to let it go and let it linger in his mouth. Yet his food will turn sour in his stomach. It will become the venom of serpents within him. He will spit out the riches he swallowed. God will make his stomach vomit them up. He will suck the poison of serpents. The fangs of an adder will kill him. He will not enjoy the streams, the rivers flowing with honey and cream. What he toiled for, he must give back uneaten. He will not enjoy the profit from his trading, for he has oppressed the poor and left them destitute. He has seized houses he did not build. Surely he will have no respite from his craving. He cannot save himself by his treasure, and nothing is left for him to devour. His prosperity will not endure. In the midst of his plenty, distress will overtake him. The full force of misery will come upon him. When he has filled his belly, God will vent his burning anger against him and rain down his blows on him. Though he flees from an iron weapon, a bronze-tipped arrow pierces him. He pulls it out of his back, the gleaming point out of his liver. Terrors will come over him. Total darkness lies in wait for his treasures. A fire unfanned will consume him and devour what is left in his tent. The heavens will expose his guilt. The earth will rise up against him. A flood will carry off his house. Rushing waters on the day of God's wrath. Such is the fate God allots the wicked, the heritage appointed for them by God. Amen.